Skyhawks fans, it's time for Talent Talk. Go behind the scenes with Bob Bonner for a bird's eye view of Fort Lewis College athletics. Hear what makes our coaches and athletes soar. And find out how the Skyhawks are taking it to the top.
Welcome, everybody, to Talent Talk. I'm your host, Bob Bonner, joined this week by head coach Damian Clark of the Fort Lewis College women's soccer team. And Gabby Fishbein and Sabrina Reyes from the team, coming off a big win. Gosh, let's just start there, Coach. That's got to feel really good to get back on the right side of the result, especially homecoming. Yeah. We kind of needed it up on the rim.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think it's been a team that has been, you know, very, very competitive for the last, since I've been here, and we've tied them a couple of times and, you know, played really well against them and felt like, man, this is a team that we might just be able to get over on at some point. And no doubt it felt really good to, you know, win against a good team too, a team that will beat other good teams in the conference. So I think we all got to walk away from Sunday's game having earned a bit of confidence in what we're trying to do.
And that's one of the teams that's right ahead of you in the standings as far as the RMAC goes too, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we still, you know, are stuck with, a point, away from them, but, you know, we're keeping that race for fourth, fifth, sixth, you know, really, really close. And our goal at the beginning was just to make sure that when we went to the conference tournament, we didn't have to go play one or two. So no one says we're going to aim for sixth, but in all reality, you know, we've done a good job to keep our goals alive and maybe, you know, get beyond, some of those goals that we kind of set out for in the beginning of the season.
You've talked about being a peak late kind of a program. But you guys got off to, I think, a pretty hot start this year. And we'll talk about that. I don't want to jump ahead of this last game too much, especially we've got Gabby here and Sabrina. I know you kind of got some stuff going offensively on Sunday. And then Gabby, you were able to benefit, to the tune of two goals, ultimately the game winner in that. I mean, how big was that, girls? I mean, was it, you know, just ready for a win against Westminster? How much did homecoming come into play? I mean, that had to be kind of exciting to get the win homecoming weekend. You know, just how big was that Sunday for you?
I was really proud of us because, I don't know, playing teams at home is just a different, like, energy. Like, everyone's there, everyone's cheering us on. And it makes it like more fun to play like in front of everyone who's like supporting you. And it was fun to like beat them because last season, like we lost to them. So this season it felt good to like get back at them. Yeah.
And that's a team you could see postseason wise too. I mean, that's, you know, is that something, do you feel like you've maybe got a little mental edge now if you do see them again?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And it felt like really good too, because I don't know, the game was very like intense too. So it was fun to like celebrate and like together with my team, of course, too. Yeah.
Now, Gabby, we're, was any of this going through, okay, boy, we've been close with these guys. We haven't gotten over the hump. Was how much of that was going through your head? Well, one, when you were heading in the first goal and then when you end up getting the game winner late, do you think about things like that, or was it just another game and you were just feeling it?
I think, yeah, during the game, I'm pretty kind of locked in into the game, just thinking about what's going on. So yeah, not really looking at the past in that sense, but yeah, before the game, you know, we just knew we wanted to win and we needed to get a win. We needed those 3 points. So I think we kind of just set the tone early in our warm up and with all the girls, just the importance of this game. And I kind of just went in really trying to be really focused, and Damo had some nice words for me before the game that really helped. So that all definitely factored into my performance.
What'd you have for her, Damo?
basically that we trust her. You know what I mean? Obviously, she's a captain. She plays in a, you know, a really important role in terms of, you know, where she plays in the field, in the defensive center midfields, and communication needing to be, you know, her focal point is something that, you know, we've been on her to continue to grow into that role of, you know, controlling the middle of the park, often with, you know, her cerebral, she's very cerebral. She makes lots of good decisions, and communicating those things for long periods of time is hard. At some point you get tired, and sometimes you stop communicating. But I think, you know, we're trying to empower these kids to feel good about the strengths that they have. And that was really it, is that, hey, we trust you, you know, and I don't have any doubt in what the staff thinks about what you're capable of doing for the team. And, you know, sometimes that's all you have to hear, is, you know, that someone trusts you. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. And it's okay to make mistakes, because I think that's the ultimate, really when a standard of what we would like this team to become is a team that trusts each other. And it makes it easier for us as coaches when they're controlling the communication on the field. Then it's less from us and more from them, which I think is really empowering.
Gabby, were you needing something? I mean, you guys had, I said, you got off to a really hot start, I thought, to the season. We're untouchable for a while. I mean, you guys gave up like one goal over a span of like six games or something like that, but then had a couple of tough results. You know, it's natural to get in your head a little bit there. Were you needing something to sort of get you gathered and get you going in the right direction? Was the whole team needing something?
Yeah, I think so. I think after UCCS and then Mesa, yeah, you're playing some of the top teams in the country. So it's obviously you don't want to lose those games, and they were tough ones. But yeah, I think just feeling the support from our coaches totally helps and kind of changes a little bit of our mindset and things going, especially going into this Westminster game. So yeah, I mean, I think it made a big difference for sure.
Sabrina, were you feeling, let's drip back. You know, we don't have to talk about the couple of games when you guys maybe struggled, didn't get the result you want. Let's go back to the beginning of this season. And how you guys started out was, you know, coach knows this, Gabby knows this. I'm not a soccer guy. I'm not born and bred soccer, but I've learned to enjoy it being around Fort Lewis. I was really impressed just sort of tracking you guys on paper, sneaking up and peeking around the fence every once in a while. Like I said, that stretch where you guys weren't giving up anything in the way of goals, against some quality opponents too. Did that feel as good? I mean, looking from the outside, looking in, it felt like, boy, it had to be a lot of fun to play soccer up here in September. Were you guys enjoying that?
Yeah, it was really fun. And also, I think like starting off the season strong gave us like extra confidence in every game. We went into it like with that like confidence that we were going to like perform. And I don't know, we were good at like doing our job, and we knew that there was kind of that like pressure on us to like keep like, cause we had a win streak going, or like a tie streak going, like we didn't lose any games. So there was like some of that pressure to keep going and not lose, you know, but yeah.
And there's ebb and flow to seasons. I know soccer is, you know, like any sport, it's nobody runs the table, right? Or it's pretty damn hard to do. You knew sooner or later, you knew, and it was a rough stretch of your season when things got rough for you a little bit. But that confidence, and even though that was rough, obviously, the win over Westminster, that confidence had to build to a point where you guys thought you belonged with the best teams in the RMAC. That maybe took a little bit of a shot, you know, when you didn't get the result. Are you back to feeling like, yeah, you'll take on anybody right now?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of us.
Yeah, I think we can compete with any school, and definitely coming off this win, we have some more confidence, and I think we just keep growing as a team and learning a lot. You know, I think, you know, you mentioned it earlier, we're a team that gets better, I think, towards the end of the season. So yeah, I think we're continuing to grow every game, and that, yeah, we're just keep learning more about ourselves and how to put ourselves in good games and good, put us in a good place, hopefully in the long run with the RMAC tournament. So.
Damo, is there a master plan, or do you just kind of take seasons as they come? This one certainly feels different because of the great fast start.
Yeah.
But, you know, but is it, I mean, especially when you're talking about young athletes, do you just kind of each season is a game at a time, or is there a master plan there that.
I think there were some years there where we were probably taking things game by game and just trying to figure out a plan to compete in each game and, you know, hopefully help the kids energy wise feel decent about the way they were competing. And we kind of recommitted to ourselves as far as, you know, Fort Lewis football has always been, in my opinion, we've always played excellent football. We've been a team that wants to have the ball on the ground. We've been a team that really wants to try and, you know, pass the ball through the lines and control games through our possession. There were some years there where maybe Hope and I didn't trust the group or didn't trust ourselves to do it the way that we probably are best at doing it. We recommitted in the spring to really, and we started last year, but I think really in the spring is where I think we found ways to train the group functionally and also, you know, keep it fun. And then we pretty much, this is the first time that we ever periodized our training and tried to stay inside of a game model constantly. So the coaches have grown a bunch, and, you know, we've got kids good enough around us to support what we're doing, be okay with sometimes a training session doesn't go as well as we want it to. And it really, I think the full commitment to the game model is the master plan, and we've stayed inside of it. And there's been some tweaks, you know, here and there, whether it's personnel or whether it's our shape changing a little bit, but the actual idea of what and how we're asking the girls to do it is just getting better and better and better. And like the reason that they're not getting scored on is because they're defending with the ball. Like they keep the ball so long that, you know, it's hard to score on us if we have the ball, and it's a much more fun way of, you know, controlling a game. And they're committed, you know, they're committed to trying to keep the ball and making mistakes with the ball. It's okay in our culture. They're going to make mistakes, and it's been really fun to be a part of, to be honest with you. So that master plan is, we're just getting into it. I think this program is about to explode in terms of what the group believes it's capable of doing. The win Sunday, we needed that to not plateau. I think it really forces the group to feel like they can, and, you know, continue to focus and keep their hearts in it, regardless if we're sick, it's hard. You know, I have to have a car cry sometimes because this is stressful as hell. It's all these things, but I think they're beginning to learn how to fight through a lot of adversity to chase their goals and maintain standards.
You know, Damo, I mean, a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I remember you telling me the goal was to play a possession game. I remember telling you a couple of years ago that that to hear you talk about what you wanted your team to be, it sounded beautiful. The beautiful soccer is a beautiful game to an outsider. You know, you were the first person to ever really describe that to me, to where I got it, why they called it that. So girls, does it feel different this year? Is it a little more fun? Is there more confidence? Does it feel beautiful at times what you guys are doing out there?
Yeah, definitely. I think also like every class that has come in has like continued to add to the type of soccer that we've been trying to play and grow into. We're doing like better and better every year, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think as a team, we just keep getting better at playing and keeping the ball. And yeah, like she said, every class we kind of just keep adding different things, and this is our third season here, so we've kind of been here for a good chunk of the little process of trying to play. And yeah, every year we keep getting better and it's more fun. We both love to play a possession based style of soccer, so for us it's super fun and we really enjoy it.
And it's like funner to watch too for the fans and stuff, like us connecting the ball and doing like different things, taking risks.
Part of taking risk is covering for each other. So, you know, you talk about having enough confidence to play that style. Part of that is also trusting each other enough to play that style. As you've added the new pieces, has that just sort of grown inherently year to year as well?
Yeah, I think adding those new pieces and also just developing relationships with the girls who've been here and just continuing to build that trust. I know, well, Sabi and I have known each other for a while. We played high school soccer together. So we've been playing together for a while. But I think even like our relationship continues to grow, and the feedback I get from her on the field, or just also she'll build up my confidence when I need it and I can kind of reciprocate that to her. But not only her, but like a bunch of my other teammates. So I think, yeah, the longer you're here, you just keep building those relationships and trust, and that makes you even a better team on the field.
So is that part of, you know, is it just take time to become that team coach? That, I mean, is, you know, every coach says, oh, it's a process, you can't hurry the process. And there's a heck of a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
But it seems like this, what you all are talking about, to build in anybody, I mean, whether you're a soccer person or not, the size of the field is daunting. I think about taking risk over that expansive field and having to cover for each other. The size of a football field is just huge. And so to take these steps and take those risks because of what you guys play on in the game that you play and how quickly it can shift, it just seems like none of it happens overnight, does it?
No, I mean, you look at that game and, you know, Sunday, it's like we had the first 15 minutes of it. I thought like we're really moving the ball well around this team. And then we started to have a hard time in a certain sense, getting our shape close enough to their center backs to really disrupt them. They got a hold of the game for 20 minutes. And then, you know, we put Gonzo in the game, and right when she comes on the field, she gets to take a direct kick that turns into a corner kick. She puts it on Sabi's head. It's in the back of the goal. You know, I'm sorry, Gabby's head, puts it in the back of the goal. And 60 seconds later, you know, Aubrey gets behind, creates a corner kick, and the game's turned on its head. I think sometimes growth, it happens in these flashes of, there's this expanse of waiting for growth to happen, and suffering and crying and all the things. And then all of a sudden you can have a 60 second period where like all of that work, the 4 or 3 years that these girls have put in, it's all of a sudden right there. Part of it is sure the results, but all of it is the football that's been played up to that moment to get us into that position to have that result. And without that 60 seconds, that 3 year period of these girls working their butts off, it's still waiting to turn the corner. And I think it's funny that there's moments like that where it's just a flash that all of a sudden, like, yeah, we're good. You know, we're good enough. Let's go. And I think they're sick of waiting to be good. And it takes, you know, focus and moments where we find ourselves in the zone. I doubt that, you know, Gabby was thinking like, I'm going to go into this game and score 2 goals. It just all of a sudden those moments arise and you do it. And, you know, you're kind of like, well, let's do that again. You know, like, let's go and do that again, because we've just shown to ourselves that we're good enough. So it's been a long process, and then a quick flash that allows us to really accept that, okay, we're still moving forward inside of this process.
You talk about, you know, how the field had sloped the other way for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you put Danielle into the game. Girls, you talk about, you know, how adding new pieces over the years and feeling like you got better and better and better. And all of a sudden, I know as a coach, a lot of times you improve the most when you would lose key pieces for a while. Your depth always certainly got better. Danielle's been out for a while. Was there a lift at that point when she came on the field? Did you guys get a boost having her come? It sure felt like it. Like I said, that's 60 seconds. That was a huge 60 seconds for a game that, you know, soccer can go along and go along for minutes. And wow, how much of a bump was that to have a teammate return and get back into the mix?
It's like, it's super exciting because like, she's a player that adds a lot to the team because she's super fast and technical. And I don't know, like having her back finally, like her first game, it just like, it makes me like super happy for her because she's been like so anxious to get back. And yeah, when we all saw her come on, we all cheered for her. And yeah, it just brought like a different energy, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, completely. Yeah, she's in our class, so we're obviously all really close. And yeah, she's been waiting to get back out there. And we've been just super excited to play with her again. So seeing her out there was, yeah, instant energy boost. And I think puts a smile on all of our faces and makes me like just think that I'm having fun again. And when we're having fun, I think we play a lot better. So her coming in definitely like gave us a boost and changed up our energy a bit.
Makes a whole lot of car cries worth it in a minute like that, doesn't it? So are you there? Or I mean, and obviously nobody's, oh yeah, we're ready, we're peaked. I mean, are you on track? Is this where you need to be right now? And that, you know, what do you think, girls? How are you feeling?
I think we're in a good place. Yeah, I think this weekend will be good, and it'll kind of show us, I think, where we're at after this big game on Sunday. But yeah, I think we're in a good place mentally and as a team, and also, yeah, with our confidence. So I think we're in a good place, I'd say.
Yeah, and I think, like, moving forward, like, we know we have to, like, do our jobs and we have things to get done. We still have a few, like, big games to get a result out of, hopefully.
Well, on a big trip, having the energy at home, having a, you know, homecoming, we talked to the football guys on the show last week, and homecoming is great because it gives you a lot of energy, but homecoming also provides plenty of distractions. You know, getting on the road, and it's long trip. Spearfish, South Dakota, it doesn't get much further than that. You get to go up there and then you come back and take on, you know, one of the best teams in the RMAC, maybe in the country, in Regis. You know, excited to get on the road a little bit after a long homecoming week. Is it going to be nice to just be the team, get out and travel and just play soccer?
Yeah, the drive is going to be really long, though. But like,
that's my drive home, so I know that's where I'm from, is up by there. So yes, that is a long drive. I'll be feeling for you.
Yeah, but it definitely is like different to just be like around the team. Like, we do everything together when we're out of town, and it's like fun to like grow the connections that we have in the team. Like, we stay with different girls, like we room with different girls, and you just get to like build that trust with like new people. So that's exciting about traveling. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, some of the positives of traveling. But if I could always play on Dirk's, I'd always stay home, that's for sure.
Yeah, Dirk's best field.
But yeah, it'll be a fun road trip.
Coach, is this you know, now you got to go out and take care of some business on the road. Is that sort of how you know, is that the best way to put a road trip? Let's go do what we need to do and come home. Is that sort of how your mindset is?
Right. I mean, the last few years, you know, it's hard to win on the road. You know what I mean? It doesn't really matter who you're going to play against. I mean, sure, Black Hills, you know, has had a rough go, but I think at the same time, they've got a new coach that, they're a bit more organized. They're going to be a bit better than they've been. And it's not easy to get out, you know, get off the bus after 14 hours and get yourself, you know, set to compete. I think the real challenge to us always is, can we perform, you know, two games in a row, and can we win on Friday, and can we be as good as possible on Sunday? I mean, I think we know how difficult the Regis game is going to be. And I think the biggest skill for us to grow into is not overlooking any opponent, because I think it can happen at times. And, you know, we feel like we let a few points slip earlier in the season. It's put some pressure on us now. And I think that's a big piece of us learning as a program, that you got to scrap for every single point possible. That's what made Sunday critical, was that we let a few points go earlier in the season, and put ourselves in a situation where our backs were against the wall a little bit to maintain momentum. We did that job. Can we be mature enough to go on the road and put our best foot forward and keep getting better? We need to be a team that's capable in the end of, like, no one wants to draw us in the RMAC tournament, you know? And I think that's the real focus. You can't control result, but we're damn well going to try and get them.
What are you guys looking to improve on still, Coach?
You say, what are we looking at in terms of standings right now?
No, in terms of improvement for yourself. Oh, what do you, you know, is there anything that you're focused on getting better, or is it just the little tinkering and just continue to work together to improve?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I think it's the little things that we have to keep on, you know, getting better at. I think the overall, you know, game model and what we're doing, we're good. It is, you know, can we make sure that, like, in the set pieces, you know, that we're just concentrated and dialed in. You know, that was the difference in the last game, was, you know, I think Gabby practiced some penalty kicks on Saturday, and that's obviously what made us feel confident in terms of making sure that, you know, we got her on the ball in that moment. We practiced corner kicks on Saturday as well, and, you know, made it competitive. Can we continue to make it competitive in training so that in games we're not surprised by the intensity? And then a little attention to detail in the moments where we have a chance to restart, whether it's a throw in, whether it's a goal kick, because we're very good in building scenarios in the goal kick. It's just making sure that we're getting our players in starting positions so that, you know, the things that we've tried to create as far as, you know, patterned memory of how they play and what they do is there imprinted when they look up. And, they're getting, you know, better and better at recognizing those moments to take a breath, allow the team to get their shape, and then the things that they've, you know, been trained to do begin to show up.
What about you, girls? What are you focused on for yourselves and your teammates as far as this home stretch? What do you think you need to do as players to be successful?
I definitely think, like, coming into games confident and being, like, consistent. That's been my main goal, because I just want to, like, once I get the ball, I want to connect every pass and, like, bring the team forward. But doing that while, like, taking risks as well, like doing things that are kind of outside of the box, stuff like that, because that's what I, like, contribute the most to the team, I'd say.
Yeah, I think just doing the little things right, prioritizing recovery, our sleep, nutrition, making sure, like, our mental health is there. It's kind of this point in the season is pretty exhausting and tough. So I think you do all the little things and you can perform your best on the field. So yeah, really prioritizing all of that. And then, yeah, working on the little things that Damo said, just to kind of keep us in good shape.
Do you feel better prepared? Are you, you know, that you've talked about, both of you have been here for a few years now, is having experienced some of this before. Do you feel better prepared this year? And do you think you're able to share that with some of your teammates who haven't experienced this before?
Yeah, I think for sure, especially like the big games when you're playing, or at least you feel more pressure if you're playing like a ranked team or whatever. I think, yeah, now that we've had some experience, I can you definitely know how to like manage the pressure a bit better and hopefully, yeah, help those younger players out a little bit.
Yeah, and I feel like now that we're getting older too, our bodies are changing. Like, we need to really prioritize, like, taking care of ourselves way more. Because when we were younger, we would, like, just go out there and do whatever. But now we're, like, really, have to prioritize recovery and stuff way more.
Oh, you're so much smarter than me at your age. Coach, mentally, they seem pretty sharp. You talk about wanting to, you know, continue to keep training, to keep an edge in training and to keep that challenging.
Yeah.
Is it a challenge for you guys as a coaching staff to balance that out with, you know, there's a fatigue factor to the grind that starts to set in at this stage of the year? Is,
yeah,
we kind of have to read your team in training and in games to tell which pedal you should be pushing on as far as whether you need to keep them sharp and challenged or whether you need to give them a rest.
Totally. Totally. I mean, I think Hope and Haley and I complement each other pretty well. I mean, Hope is, you know, tactically her effort at detail and, you know, keeping kids thinking is excellent. And I think, you know, my job is always to, can I make sure that the energy of the group is sort of being read and helping figure out like how much is too much, how much is not enough. And at times I think we probably got lost in detail of trying to set them up for the next game versus trying to keep them in a state where they're having a little bit of fun and there's a little bit less pressure. But finding that balance, I mean, that's the art of it. And I think we have a good, you know, a really complementary staff in terms of us being able to hopefully provide both of those things. And we get it wrong sometimes. That's probably why some of them are sick right now, because we were all stressed out and didn't even recognize it because training was going well. Then we have a bunch of kids that are sick and recovering. We got through the week and won a game, which was huge. But hopefully, I mean, today's training was phenomenal. So you'd like to think that part of that was because they're having fun again. So it is. It's really hard to find that balance. I think we're getting better at it. In my 20th year of coaching, maybe I kind of will be slightly better at it next year too.
Well, Coach, the result looks good to all of us in Skyhawk Nation this year. And girls, thanks for that. It's been a lot of fun following you in. Thanks for joining us on Talent Talk this week.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You bet. And as far as being sick, I checked the weather while we were sitting here talking. Unlike some years going up this late in the year, you don't have to worry about a snowball fight and breaking out in spearfish. So
right.
You got good weather for the road trip this weekend at least.
Nice.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, take care, everybody. Appreciate having you with us. Gabby Fishbein and Sabrina Reyes joined Damian Clark and myself on Talent Talk this week. We want to thank all the fans for joining us. Keep soaring, folks, all the way to the top.